I've come far from where I started. My silly dream has been kickstarted. It's absurd. You still want to hear me? Thank you all.
Okay, welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. For those of you joining us for the first time, this podcast is a weekly show that features music from the Tony Kornheiser Show, tkjingles.com, and other random stuff that I happen to record in my kitchen. So that first song there obviously was a reference to the Kickstarter that I had launched a few weeks ago, and it's been successfully funded, so this summer I'll be releasing 4 new podcasts, along with some cool stuff on the website. I've also established a new goal where if I raise $3,100, which is about $600 more than what I have now, so if we get a little bit more, I will do 31 jingles in 31 days. So from July 7th through August 6th, there will be one new jingle for me every single day. So if you haven't contributed yet, you get a t-shirt for $25, you get a custom song for a little bit more than that, you can get a couple t-shirts. There's also a new USB drive if you want to get the first 100 jingles that I recorded on a cool TK Jingles branded USB drive. Also, in addition to that Kickstarter effort and all the positive feedback I've gotten from folks, I've launched a few YouTube videos in the past week. The theme from last week's episode, The Impossible Dream, I put that up there, and then I had so much fun doing that, I put out one for the song for Soshi that I did a couple of months ago that was on the Dr. Demento show that Tony never played. And then the GIA 14 song that I just did this past weekend, which was a song in homage to Brendan Steeburgen and that email that had Tony cracking up and going crazy a little while ago. So Kickstarter. Go, please check it out. Appreciate your support. So that whole experience has been very positive in terms of people supporting me and sending nice messages. One of the downsides of this whole experience, though, is that Tony doesn't really have a public social media presence. Nigel doesn't. Gary does, so he gets some nasty junk. But I have a website and I have an email address, so I get a lot of random things aside from nice messages from folks on Twitter and emails. I just get some really random nasty garbage. So I wanted to read this something up front here by somebody who calls himself Larry Bud. This may be a fake name, but this is an excerpt from a posting that he put on a blog of another fellow Little of a couple of months ago, and he sent me a much longer and even nastier email, but I wanted to read this a little bit of this message that he put out there, because it was just, first of all, it's hilarious, because I'll start reading it. So, all right. So the Tony Kornheiser Show. I just can't figure this show out. I know it focuses on local DC sports and news and newspaper writers with some national level, but honestly, I've been listening to this podcast for 5+ years now, and I still feel like a total newbie. Some days, half the show is inside jokes that have never been explained. Kornheiser is orange, the British staffer with a terrible accent, the staffer who repeats random words in the background. Just not funny, just doesn't make any sense. All right, so first of all, I, Jerry Negrelli, have been listening for 2 or 3 years, and there's really not that much to get. You know, these jokes aren't that deep, and if you listen frequently enough, you kind of pick up on it. So 5+ years, you still don't get it, come on. And I should preface that paragraph that I read there was prefaced by a note saying that he had just dropped the Mike and Mike show because he just realized after years of listening that they were shills for ESPN. So if you don't realize that in the first 2 seconds of listening to those guys, you're an idiot. I mean, they're nice people, I'm sure, but their job is to shill for ESPN. And if you don't realize that, what the hell's the matter with you? All right, so anyway, moving on. So More from Larry. Every day this podcast delay is brought up. Is this a myth? I download the show from ESPN Pod Center every day. It's up there within a few minutes of the end of the broadcast. All right, jackass. The podcast delay is not a myth. ESPN 980 delays the show by at least 24 to 48 hours, depending on which day of the week it is. And it is the full show. The ESPN Pod Center is a shortened version of the show that has a few segments that are clipped. So there's no such thing. There's no myth. There's a podcast delay. It's a pain in the ass, and the weasels need to stop, but they're not going to. All right, next. Continuing to read from Larry's email. The show ends with a mailbag in which Rain Man-esque listeners supposedly send in questions. So I guess Larry assumes that there are no emails being sent in. Continuing Larry's message. These messages are read on air, and the questions must include as many inside jokes as possible. Certain of the down-and-out have apparent priorities, such as Chet, with his daily haikus about little or nothing. Kornheiser makes no attempt to answer the questions. He simply cackles at their brilliance. All right, again, what the hell are you talking about? Chet, the haiku genius, those aren't questions. Those are just jokes that are part of the show that he's been doing for 20 years. And it adds a lot to it, and I love it. And I think a lot of people love it, or we wouldn't be doing it. And the inside jokes is possible. There's nothing going to that. Every now and then there will be one of those, but mostly it's people just sending in their thoughts, compliments, and otherwise. All right, final paragraph here, and then I'm going to move on to some songs. Lately, Tony's hardcore unemployed listeners have been supplying introductory music, writing their own words to old songs, which are apparently Kornheiser faves. Although, this is never really explained either. This is the last straw for me. It is totally cringeworthy. But again, Kornheiser and the staffers babble about how wonderful this is. I'm pretty sure he is openly mocking these losers and nobody gets the hint, so they continue with it. All right. So, referring to Tony's crew as staffers is insulting in itself, because they're all Nigel, Gary, everybody on there is a friend of his and part of the show. So these aren't some lonely minions of this amazing man and his scrub staffer team. But then, to denigrate the mailbag and all that, you obviously haven't been listening. That's something that Tony loves, and everybody that, it's become a great part of the show. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably enjoy it too. So I'm sure that would resonate with you as well, that, it's something that we all have fun doing, and I hope we continue to do it for a while. But anyway, so I just want to get that out there. So, as much fun as we have with this, and as supportive you have been, and everybody that's written into this podcast and to Tony, there is a lot of nastiness out there. So, it's a shame, but I guess that's part of putting yourself out there and having a public presence. So on that note, this first jingle by Brad touches on that theme. It's called Loser. And then we have one by Joe Arrow, which everybody knows that Joe has a great voice and he can sing in the stratosphere. But this one is, I think, Joe's funniest to date. It's a Billy Joel song, and he really shows off some writing chops with this one. Then we're going to have a couple by, one by my brother, one by John Quid and KJ, and then a nice homage to some of the TK Chicks by Patrick Moffitt.
There's a guy thinks chimpanzees turn into monkeys. Hardly change that line, sometimes you just get lucky. It could hardly get better if he wrote about grapefruit juice, or sent a letter with an invite to a child's bris. Kill the weasels, or give him a contract. Is the show gonna close, or is he ever coming back? Tony's in Rehoboth at the place by the beach. Drives a recalled Solstice, rest in the caddy. Everyone keeps saying he's just loud and complains about whatever you got. What a pain in the ass. Never sees all the scenes of movies, cause the parking situation makes him desperate to leave. Won't jump online cause he finds it's too hard. Always carries cash, never paying with a credit card. Yo, eat it. Oi, more podcast delays. I'm a loaded baby, I guess we'll keep listening.
Get crazy with the Swiss cheese.
I'm a loser, baby. Listen, am I kidding?
There's a place on the air for a cranky old man with his multiple jobs and his medical plans. He's got no hair on his head and a cough in his throat, and he doesn't like riding on airplanes or boats. Now he's out in pursuit of a doctor at SASH. You can always be sure he'll come back for more cash, and the littles all call him a cranky old man. Send your emails and notes to the cranky old man. Just don't send him a text, cause he won't understand. He's not a big fan of new technology. To plug in a toaster's a challenge, you see. And he sits at his bike and he begs for free swag, till we get to the part they call Tony's mailbag. And he'll always be known as a cranky old man. He believes he's past the age of paying the park and staying up late. Astounding that he still knows how to drive a car. He used to write some columns too, until he met that guy Raju. And life went on and he became a TV star. Oh, so there's always a place for a cranky old man with his cheeks wet, a vest and a club in his hands. He can crush all the bikers that get in his way. He can curse sons of bitches for podcast delays. Well, his boasting is pure, yes, he does it so well. When he waits in a line, he gets angry as hell. And he'll go to the grave as a cranky old man.
Tony's got your emails, faxes, and notes. He's also got a lot of swag, but won't spare a dime. He's not that bad of a guy, but that he's really old and bald and getting ready to die into the sky.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's kvetching and generally moaning. He's kvetching and whining to you. Tony re-architects words as he wants to. And then sometimes he bin man some other word too. Schwitzing, just like an Airedale. He's loaded, but still he wants free stuff from you. Oh, kvetching. But somehow he still holds our interest. Free bagels, not muffins, steaks in toaster ovens. He's kvetching to entertain you.
Dear Tori, how the wizards play. Dear Tori, do you know what God says? kids? What are their names? Did you leave them at the Nationals game day? Do they even exist? Dear Courtney, what's your lock of the week? Dear Courtney, today can hardly speak.
All right, so that last one there by Patrick Moffitt, the TK Chicks, was an homage to Courtney there at the end. And 6 months ago or so, Courtney asked me to write a jingle for her, and I simply haven't been able to do it because I'm not sure how you do it without being dirty. And Patrick proved right there that you can. So hats off, Patrick. Very well done. This next segment, I'd like to focus on a couple of songs that are themed. And the theme is the Sales Weasels and the podcast in general. So everybody knows that a frequent topic of mine that I like to rant about is the fact that they cannot sell ads on the podcast and release the damn thing on the same day. The internet is there. A podcast is a common form of media that can be exploited for new revenue streams. But for whatever reason, they've decided that listening live from 10 to 12 on AM radio is the best way to capitalize on the Tony Kornheiser show. So that's their plan. They're sticking to it. I'll stick to my rants as well. So this first tune is a parody of a Drive-By Trucker song that I think is fantastic. If you are looking for music to listen to, Jason Isbell has a new album out last year that's just fabulous, called Southeastern. I highly recommend it. And after that is an oldie by Michael Martin Murphy called What's Forever For, also set to a rant about the Sales Weasels.
Piss me off. Turn me sideways and make me cough. A podcast can make money if you're not a total jack off. Man, those weasels piss me off. God forbid they share the show. The same dates on the radio. My complaints do nothing. That ship sailed long ago. God forbid they share the show. Been hearing excuses. You say I should listen live, but every podcast could have just one or two ads, and advertisers aren't hard to find. That is the point of a podcast. It's another form of media you could monetize. No one ever said that weasels were clever, but tell me, what was college for?
Okay, so I'm glad I got that out of my system. Sales Weasels are morons. This next segment is going to be a little old-timey jingle segment. And I'll probably put together a little song and dance number to kick this off in the future. But I wanted to highlight a couple of the great classic jingles that you maybe haven't heard in a while that really just bear a repeat. So the first one's by John Cho and the next by Joe Arrow.
yesterday. This f***ing podcast is from yesterday. Can someone tell me why it's so delayed? A certain Archuleta is to blame. Mr. Tony, still the orange man he used to be. No longer writes, but still wants things for free. You've got your song, now sticker me a bowl of chicken chop salad with some toast and Diet Coke. Turn left, then right on Glen Oaks, then a left onto the highway. Yesterday, this f***ing podcast is from yesterday. I know it's free, but I am still enraged, 'cause this show taught me how to complain.
The mail's in the bag today, okay? Emails, faxes, and some notes. Tony's gonna be reading some for all you folks. Monkeys just don't have the brains to pick the gates, but they'll rip your lungs out, Jim, and they're better than Roger Worski. That's a shame. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Podcast delay is running way behind, but I'll keep sending emails, faxes, and notes. Yeah, 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 yeah. To the mailbag, Tony's mailbag. He's gonna read a few for all you folks.
Alrighty there, folks, we're about 22 and a half minutes in here, so if you've listened this long, then obviously you enjoy these stupid songs, and you might actually want to hear some of the bonus songs that I put together in my kitchen that haven't been sent in yet. So this first one is a Green Day parody, Basket Case, and that song itself, without changing the lyrics, is a mailbag jingle, so it was really easy to do. And then the next is a Bobby Vinton parody, and it's amazing the number of times that either I or Joe or KJ or somebody has been working on a song, and then you find out that somebody else is either working on the same song or the same artist. So this is that case. Joe did a spectacular version of Mr. Lonely by Bobby Vinton, and then that same day or the day before, I had done this Roses Are Red parody. And so, you know, it wasn't meant to be. Joe's was awesome. So you can enjoy the bonus track here.
Do you have the time to listen to him whine about his wealth and failing health all at once? He is one of those melodramatic dudes. Name a first world problem and I'm sure he's got it. A little send him lots of notes. Lots of email from the folks. It's all been piling up and has us cracking up. Why is he still so annoyed? Well, that's just Tone.
My mail was read today.
About 3 days ago, I wrote a silly note. Today, to my delight, it made the show.
My mail was read today.
After some guy's haiku,
Nigel has such great taste. He played my jingle too.
Okay, so those are just a couple of the tunes that are on the back burner right now that I'll probably put on the website or send to Nigel in the next few weeks. Now is the time of the show where I'm going to read some iTunes reviews, some tweets, some emails, some things that you all have sent me over the past few weeks. So if you like this podcast, please leave some feedback on iTunes or on Blueberry or on Stitcher. I really appreciate it. iTunes has 20 or so reviews. Stitcher and Blueberry each have zero. So if you go there, you'll be the first one and you'll hear your name on the show. So that would be awesome. I really would appreciate it. So anyway, the iTunes review. So the first one's by I Am Fletcher. It says, if podcasting jingle writers listen to a podcast about writing jingles, this would be that podcast. Maybe Gary Braun can write a mailbag theme for this podcast. Thank you, I Am. And maybe you could write a mailbag theme for this podcast. Anybody who's listening, there's a little void right there where I just introduce it. So I'm happy to play it if you send it in. Next is by MetsFan6. So meta. This podcast stinks, but it's a musical stink, so that's good. Thank you. All right, now I've got a couple of tweets here. The first one is in response to my YouTube video from last week, the Impossible Dream, where I'm standing by my grill and singing about grilling steaks for you. This is by John Lawson, and in the background, obviously, he noticed my house. He says, I can tell you haven't called Harley and Aaron, hashtag DC Windows. Yeah, that's true, John. I've got this house is built in 64, so I'm sure there's some things that could be improved. Next, John Casey, in response to some of the rants from Larry Bud earlier that I had tweeted about, he says, wait, there are unexplained jokes? On News Channel 8, it's all explained on the crawl at the bottom of the screen. And that is an inside joke, folks. And next we have a tweet by KJ Onstad. It says, finally heard the fire hose, Jerry, Joe, Brad, Moffat, and more, all in one shot, didn't know what I was missing. And that's just a great reminder for all of you. You know, this podcast is stuff that I happen to like, things that I think will be funny or interesting, but the fire hose has everything and you don't have to listen to me tell stupid stories. So check it out. It's great. Next we have one by Todd Takai. It says, I got out of the car and the old mailbag theme was blaring from the Jerry Negrelli podcast and the guy across the street asked me if I'm a little. So that's awesome. I have the TK sticker on my car and nobody's ever once mentioned it to me. Several people have flicked me off, but I don't think it had anything to do with the TK salute. And then we have one here by Mizzou's D-Line, and this is in reference to that Sales Weasel jingle earlier. It says, I love the band, I love Drive-By Truckers, and of course love Mr. Tony, and it all comes together in this bit of perfection. Thank you. You know, one of the things that I try to do here is, you know, I could just do Oasis and Billy Joel all the time, but that would get pretty damn boring. So I try to switch it up and bring in some different genres and different parodies and silly stuff. So appreciate that you guys like that. And then the final... is an email I received from Judy. It says, I highly recommend this podcast to anyone who's going to have a colonoscopy because it was a great distraction during the colon prep. And that's it, folks. That says it all right there. So next time you have major surgery, this is the podcast for you. So thank you so much for listening. And if you haven't contributed to the Kickstarter yet, please do. If you don't, you know, what am I going to do? I mean, we've reached the goal, so I'm thrilled. But you know, if you want a T-shirt or something, now's the time to do it. I'm gonna start producing those in the next couple of weeks. Here, I've got a couple of samples coming in, so I'm gonna be able to make sure that they're of high quality. And then, you know, once that's all verified, then we'll begin mass production. So, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week.
Do you think people like these as much as we do?
I assume that. I hope not.
You know, we like these a lot.
Yes, they must.
That was wonderful.